Recorded Books presents They Drown Our Daughters by Katrina Munro, narrated by Mara Wilson. For my mother. Prologue. Regina, 1881. Regina found Constance sprawled on the grass, her thick, graying hair tangled with purple thistles. A ring of pale blue talia petals surrounded her body. Her lips moved with silent words, and her fingertips twitched in the dirt. Crickets chirped, growing louder as the sun dipped slowly over the horizon. A bullfrog climbed out of Constance's apron pocket, resting on her belly. "I don't want to kill my husband," Regina said. Constance cracked one eye, closing it just as quickly. "Admirable." Then, "It's rude to stare while a woman communes, Gina." The bullfrog glanced up at Regina with big, wet eyes before climbing back into Constance's pocket. "Are you talking to me or him?" Regina asked. Constance smirked. "Either or. It suits you both, I think." Seemed every time Regina hiked the hill at the far end of the peninsula to see Constance, the woman had a creature hidden somewhere on her body, clinging to her as though they could absorb that essential something that softened her face and brightened her spirit, while the rest of them went hard and gray. It was resentment that made some of the people of Cape Disappointment call Constance a witch. If not for Regina's middle-class upbringing and her marriage to a man of means, she might have succumbed to the same fate. Friends since childhood, it was Constance who Regina had gone to when she couldn't conceive. Under Constance's direction, she'd swallowed remedies. She'd danced the dances naked under the phallic maypole. She'd burned sage and eaten enough pumpkin to turn her orange. She'd buried eggs in her hearth, under her pillow, under the bed, in the garden, beneath the steps of their front door, until her house was a veritable chicken coop, and nurtured a small ficus from seedling to leafy adult, until finally she conceived her daughter, Marina, her miracle child, who'd been born too small, her lungs struggling to take in a first breath. For days after, the doctors told Regina to expect the worst, that a child so delicate couldn't be expected to last the week. Regina had nursed Marina herself, holding and cuddling and touching until their bodies seemed to become extensions of each other. Regina never called Constance a witch. Not out loud, especially after Marina took her first wobbly steps. That didn't mean others did not. William and Grace followed Marina soon after, barely a year apart. Her husband gave his praise to the doctors who'd poked and prodded her to bruising, but Regina gave his money to Constance. Her friend was powerful in ways the doctors were not, ways Regina made a point of learning for herself. "What's the point of the frog?" Regina asked. "He grounds me, keeps me tethered to the here and now." "Sounds awful." Constance smirked, nudging the bullfrog out of her pocket and into the grass. "If you've come for a character witness in the event of your husband's untimely demise, I'm afraid I won't do you much good. I don't want to kill him." "So you said." Sighing, Regina gathered her skirts between her legs and lay down next to Constance. Her hair smelled like bonfire and pine sap, and if Regina closed her eyes, she could imagine she was deep in the woods, away from the ocean and the lighthouse, the letter still crumpled in her fist. "A marriage drowned by apathy. Women like her have teeth. Tread carefully, my darling." She tossed the ball of paper onto Constance's chest. Constance opened it and read silently. "Who's Jeannie?" she asked when she'd finished.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?